Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
We had a good group of constituents there that was lots of comments. So it's always good, and I do encourage folks to come and they can watch it on Zoom or our local radio station actually has it live if you can't make the meetings. But it's encouraging for the commission to have folks there to ask questions so we can better communicate with them. So we appreciated that. But to start out that agenda, we had the first three items had to deal with either a couple of them were variances to zoning requests that we had, and then one of them was a request to abandon a street. The very first one's to abandon Avenue E between Church Street and McKinley, which if you're standing at the front door of the Eckert Civic Center and look south, you would be looking right down the street that is not... Actually, it's vacated as far as being a usable street, but it's something that the city would like to keep in the reserve as a dedicated street. So that was actually rejected, the abandonment of that street, as well as the two other variances that we had. Both of them were in R1 residential, which means they're single family residential areas of town. One of them was a request over on Comanche Street to put a mobile home, and that was declined as well. And on all three of these issues, or agenda items, I guess you better stated, they were also passed to us from Planning and Zoning, and they recommended that we refuse to allow the abandonment or the abandonment of the street. So we followed suit on all three items. The on the last item was from Rainy Street. We have four addresses there: 508, 504, 484, and 472. And Mr. Ramon was proposing to do duplexes there on those four lots, and we rejected that as well. We had a great turnout, or large turnout from that neighborhood, and they were all an objection of that being changed. They did not want multifamily duplex style housing going in there. Those are typically just single residence traditional built homes in that area. So that was rejected by the commission as well. The next item on the agenda was the audit, as you had on your information on your radio stations. Each year we have a audit done by Keith Neffendorf. He has a CPA out of Fredericksburg, and they've done this for 7 years. I think we look back maybe 6 or 7 years. And this is a safeguard, and it's a state mandate, if I understand it correctly, that our books are audited, that all funds that are received as well as expenditures are accounted for. He also gives a report as to the financial condition of the city as well. And the report showed, as well as him stating, that the city is in financially good shape. We actually spent less than what we budgeted for last year. Our revenues were up more than we anticipated, so we had very good news from him. And especially the new commissioners, we've got three of us that are brand new. We were glad to hear what our status is on that right at the beginning of our terms. The next item on the agenda was the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have, we follow suit with the three positions that are voted on by the community for the mayor position and actually District 1 and 3. And each time those elections occur, we either reappoint or we continue to appoint people in those chairs. This year, we had a new appointment in District 1 that was vacated by Elizabeth Catman. She resigned towards the end of her term, and that is being filled by Misty Martin. She's a longtime resident here, several generations in the past, but we feel like she's going to be a great addition to the PNZ and to help in that effort. As far as chair's concerned, the past chair was B.C. Hardin, and B.C. is in active reserve duty with the, I think it's the U.S. Army. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank there. But anyhow, he's on active duty right now. He's overseas. But we did renominate him, or appoint him to that duty, and he'll be back in November and take an active seat there as chair of that commission. In the interim, we appointed John Gillespie to set his interim chair until BC is able to return to being active on the PNZ here. In District 3, we had continued to have and glad to have Nancy Herta in that seat, and she's a longtime planning and zoning member, and so she brings great history as well as experience to that commission. The other seat that has continued to be filled by Wayne Carl Hoffman, and he's been on the commission for several years in planning and zoning as well, and he will continue naturally. Those two, that seat was not up for reappointing. So we were able to fill the planning and zoning with a couple of new members that will be very active, and we look forward to great things from them and building a really good relationship with the planning and zoning and the city commission. I guess, as y'all probably already know, we call ourselves commissioners here with the city instead of council members just because of the style of government. A little different from what I'm used to. The next item on the agenda was discussion action on the Mason County Appraisal District, and they submit a budget for basically 23. I think it starts at the end of this year, and they submit a budget to each entity that is involved in that. That's Midland Independent School District, that's Hickory Water District, as well as the county and the city. And we all participate in that together, and that is done through professional services there that are in this county. And so we did approve and review their budget, and there's some changes made in leadership in that, and we were glad to hear moving smoothly with that. So that was accepted and approved by the commission as well. The very last item accepts consent agenda on the budget, correction on the agenda, was item number 7, and that dealt with as many of you know, we lost a commissioner in District 2, Melanie Eckert. Very sad to see her passing at a younger age. She passed away from heart failure some time back, and we have exercised judgment and to not fill in that seat just immediately out of respect for that family, and we are now starting that process. And the commission basically discussed our appointing procedures, and we from several of our constituents that were in support of Sue Eckert being put in that position, we decided to accept bios from and a little history from each candidate. We've had 7 or 8 folks that have asked to fill that position. That position will last one more year and be under election again next year. But we decided to accept bios from those interested in that position, and then we will offer them a couple of minutes period of time in our July 18th meeting to hear why they are good candidates for that position. The commission takes this appointment very seriously because we were the ones that's on there now are have been elected, and we want to make sure that we have someone that represents our community well, and that their heart is here in Mason. And so we will take our time and try to select the person that's very appropriate for that position. Besides the consent agenda, and there was no action taken except that we did accept it, that was about the entirety of our meeting. If you've got any questions, I'd love to entertaining questions you might have.
No, you covered it all very well, and got all the information there that we're interested in. Did a very good job. We appreciate it a great deal, Mayor.
You bet. Still learning and trying to fulfill my duties the best I can.
And still learning, huh? Okay. Well, again, we appreciate it, and thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Liam. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.